Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morn Praise exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. I am CA, your on-air personality on iHeartRadio. I want to thank you all this morning for tuning in and listening to some great Christian music. We're going to uplift you. We're going to pray for you all today. In fact, we all need prayer. We go through seasons in our life where we go through trials and tribulations, and we begin to wonder, Lord, am I ever going to get through the hurdle? We are. And you know what? I just want you to stay focused today on this music and focus on the Lord through it all and give Him the praise. For every day is a praise that we uplift and give to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I want to remind you, you can always email me too. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, up here at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on our Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You can text me or you can call me directly, and me and my prayer team will pray for you all. No problem at all. All right, stand by. Had to put that PSA announcement in. Okay, that being said, I've got a song that's going to uplift you. Toby Mac had sung this some time ago. It's called See the Light. Toby Mac and See the Light. Oh, that's a beautiful song. Well, this is CA on iHeartRadio Network. Hey, I want to thank you all for listening this morning to Sunday Morn Praise. Yes, absolutely. Today is the last day of February, February 28, 2021. All right. Well, I wanted to share something with you all. I don't ever make it political or anything. Yesterday, I went and got my first vaccine today. Yesterday, I should say, over at the TCU Stadium. I'm going to give myself a cheer for that. Never really do this on Sunday Morn Praise, and some hand clapping. And you know what? We are a morning show, so let's give ourselves some morning crow for CA, that being me, of course. Drum roll. Amen. I tell you, how am I feeling? I'm doing okay. I got a little soreness on the arm still. I got the Madura, but no fever, no dizziness. But I feel good after getting shot number one. I want to thank everybody at Baylor White Health and TCU Stadium, where the TCU Horned Frogs go Frogs in Fort Worth, Texas, of course. We all know TCU. And if you don't like TCU, that's okay. I don't hate you guys at all. I'm a lovable guy, and I love people, and I have a heart for Jesus Christ. But thank you all so much for your thoughts and prayers, too, as well. Everybody has been asking me how I'm doing. You can always follow me, too, on updates, because I do live cast. If you guys follow me, please like me on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast on Facebook, will you? Check that like button for free, and you can always contact me as well. Contact me directly via text, or if you want to, you can call me and my team. Well, we're here to help, okay? Just a reminder, and I'll remind you here in a little while, but yes, I did get my COVID shot, and if you get one, fine. If you don't, that's fine too as well. We don't judge you at all here at the station. Okay, well, today I want to talk a little bit on my Bible devotion, my first one, 1 out of 2. This is about sunshine and shadow. You know, 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 14, Scripture reminds us, if you should suffer for righteous' sake, you are blessed. You know, all the masterpieces of painting contain both light and shadow. By them, the artists highlighted certain features of this subject, as they provided contrast and harmony to reveal beauty or character. You see, friends, a happy life is not one filled with only sunshine. Of course, I do tell people sometimes, good morning, sunshine, good morning, bright eyes. But one that uses both light and shadow to produce what? Beauty. You see, suffering or persecution can become a blessing because they can form a dark backdrop for the radiance of Christian life. The greatest musicians, as a rule, are those who know how to bring out the song of sadness. I don't know if you guys remember, I'm going to date it back, Fanny Crosby, her spirit was aglow with her faith in Christ. In fact, she saw more with her sightless eyes than most of us do with a normal vision. You see, she gave some of us the great gospel songs that cheered out in our hearts and lives. Paul and Silas sung a song, as you remember in the Bible, of praise at midnight in a rat-infested jail in Philippi. Their feet in socks and their backs raw from a jailer's whip, but their patience in suffering and persecution led to the conversation of the Hetheran prisoner warden and his family. So don't despise the shadows that God brings you into your life. He can use them to produce a masterpiece. This next song is a popular song. We're probably going to play a couple, maybe two or three of them on Sunday Morn Praise in my mix of music today, friends. He passed away about 2 years ago. I want you to continue to pray for his wife, Dana. He was a well-known artist. My friend, my dear friend, Carmen. And we're going to play it right now, Lord of All. Enjoy. This is a live version.
Lord of all, faithful and true, Lord of all, worthy are you, Lord of all, we lift up our voice and let the earth rejoice. Let me tell you about William. He's been fighting battles since day one. The doctor said his life was over, yeah, before it had begun. They said he'd never walk, but now he walks. They said he'd never talk, but now he talks. I guess you could say he's a living, breathing, walking miracle. And then there's Veronica with the sign in the second row. Said even cancer couldn't stop me from coming to your show. I guess I never thought we'd meet again, but the very next year we met again. I guess you could say she's a living, breathing, walking miracle. Oh, they're all around us everywhere we go. The proof that we should never give up.
Amen. And we are walking miracles because God has done so much for us. And you know, sometimes we just go through challenges in our life. But you know what? Let's date ourselves back. Now, I know I've always mentioned about 1970s and how the 1980s and how churches has changed every decade. We go through different seasons of where churches changes. And during COVID times, things have changed a lot. But I really wished, like I've always said, and I won't bring it up too much on Sunday Morning Praise, that pastors would step up to the plate and change their heart. And you know what? Let's reflect back and let's honor people that have touched our heart. Ray Bolt sings a song called Thank You. And I'm going to thank my Sunday school teacher when I was wanting to know about Jesus Christ coming over to my parents' house back in the 70s and I got saved almost 50 years ago. Thank you, Lord, for coming in my heart and letting me be the lighthouse. Amen. And let me re-emphasize to you, I got saved back in 1972 is when I accept Jesus Christ into my heart. And in March, it will be 49 years. You know, it's just numbers, but you know what? 4 decades and 9 years. That's a long time, you know, accepting Christ into my heart. And back in the day, that's when your Sunday school teacher could come out and we didn't have to have the dog tags or the tags. And, you know, it's just they came and he came to my parents' house that they still live in today. And he said, I heard you want to learn about Jesus. I said, yes, sir, I do. And he had the Bible right there. And we went through the Romans Road back then at a Baptist church. I'm very thankful. To this day, where I fall, I know God is there to pick me up. And he will do the same for you. And I hope that our podcast show on iHeartRadio and Morning Brew Christian Podcast on top of Sunday Morning Praise touches your heart as much as it touches my heart. Thank you for giving me your sweet thoughts. And I'm so overwhelmed by you guys. You guys just amaze me. And I will continue to march on and be an inspiration and continue, I promise, to be a lighthouse for the Lord Jesus Christ because I love him so much. You know what? The question is when you're down and out, there's an old song that I get a lot of requests for that I like to play, sometimes on Sunday morning praise. When you're down and out and you don't know what to do, back in 1990, Al Denson sung this song. Remember, I know a love, you know a love, we've got a love. That Lord's love is Jesus Christ. Good morning. Amen. Sunday morn praise. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're getting your cup of coffee or you're drinking your hot tea or maybe some orange juice, which is good. I'll be getting that here a little later when I leave Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth. I've got another Bible devotion for you all, and it's about God's holiness. The scripture in the book of Isaiah, chapter 6 and verse 3, reminds us, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Find that again in the book of Isaiah, chapter 6 and verse 3. You see, friends, the Bible teaches that God is absolutely holy and pure. From Genesis to Revelations, God reveals himself as so holy. He cannot even look on sin. Christ cried on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Remember that? Well, you can go back to the book of Mark, chapter 15 and verse 34. What a horrible event. As the blackness of human sin now laid upon Christ caused the Father to turn away in disgust. In that moment, Jesus endured the ultimate punishment for our sins, the punishment of being banished from the presence of his Father on our behalf. If you were to list the things you were thankful for, what would you include? Perhaps your family, your kids, your health, your friends, maybe people at church you know. And those wouldn't be wrong, but why we should always remember to be grateful for every gift God gives. And we do. But the greatest gift in my life, and hopefully in your life, is God's gift of his Son, who endured the penalty we deserve for our sins. We could be recounseled to a holy God. Never take the gift for granted, friends. Thanks be to God for his incredible gift. And you can find that in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 9 and verse 15. A gentleman that touched my life who has gone home to be with the Lord, who's up there with Carmen and all the saints, Billy Graham and all of them. Remember him? Ragamuffin. Enjoy. And let's sing our praises on Sunday morning praise. Give it to Jesus. Give it to God. Sing your praises to the Lord. Rich Mullins. Thank you.
nothing now. Now that my heart's been found, nothing really feels the same. I hold my head a bit higher, I lift my voice a bit louder. Yeah, something inside has changed. I am a mountain mover, water walker, more than just an overcomer, 'cause I've been set free. I am a gospel preacher, heart on fire, freedom singer, testifier, 'cause I've been redeemed. I am a believer. I am a believer. I know this is not my home. I know I don't walk alone. No matter what comes my way, I have peace through the trouble, I have joy through the struggle. Now my hope's in a brighter day.
Well, as we get ready to conclude on Sunday Morning Praise here at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas, there's one more song I want to play that's real popular. A lot of my listeners like to hear. You know, on this song, again, if you would just meditate on the Lord and focus on all the good, and when things seem down and out, and when you're discouraged, we have a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Michael W. Smith and Vanessa, they remind us.
Working in this place, I work.
Amen. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God, that is who you are. And we're going to, let's just for a minute before we lead off in prayer and close out on Sunday morning prayer, sing this with me in your heart. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Sing it with your heart now. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't see that you're working, you never stop working, you never stop working on my behalf and your behalf. And I want you guys to remember that. And as I play this closeout music on Sunday Morning Praise, will you take a moment, and I just feel it in my heart right now, if you don't know Jesus Christ, I want to help you. All my listeners out there, the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Lord here on Sunday Morning Praise, from time to time, when God just speaks to me, I listen, and I open my heart to Him. If you're down, and you're discouraged, and you don't know where to turn to, I can give you the answer. I can't make you get saved. It's a decision between you and Christ. I am your on-air personality friend and biblical teacher. And I love Jesus. And I'm sharing my testimony. 49 years I accepted Jesus Christ into my life. My prayer for you is if you don't know Him right now, that you will know Him. Because it's the greatest gift you can ever get. Have Him in your heart. It's emotional for me. 49 years almost. How God has touched my heart. And I'll be celebrating that this month of March. As I talk about it on my podcast show, I encourage you to like us, guys. It's a great podcast show. We're very encouraging. The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check the like button. Call me. Text me if we can help you. I got contact on there. It's the only way you can find me is on that Facebook. I do everything free. I never charge. I want you to share this. If you know a friend or if you're hungry for Christ right now and you're lonely and you're discouraged and COVID has you down or you lost someone to COVID, please turn your life around. That's my plea for you. You say, CA, how do you do it? It's very simple. You have a soul inside of you. You got to make a decision. That soul is, are you going to go to heaven? Or are you going to go to hell? You've got to make a decision which way you want to go. Scripture reminds us there's going to be a very narrow path to heaven. It's going to be a lot more people, sadly, going to hell than going to heaven. Well, CA, how do you know that? Scripture reminds us. And we'll study that again sometime in the near future. But if you don't know Christ, now's the time to get it right with Him. So what you want to do is with a humble heart, wherever you're at, even if you're driving, pull over. Don't do it with your eyes open. With your eyes closed. Pull over somewhere. Have some time. Meditate in this music, this instrumental music with Christ. With every head bowed and every eye closed. Also, this may be people that want to rededicate their life to Jesus Christ. Now's the time to do it before March the 1st. You can mark this date February 28, 2020, when I either accepted Christ in my life or I turned my life around and rededicated my life. This is even going to the discouraged pastors and church staff. I've had a very heavy heart for a lot of them out there. I know they're going through a lot. I'm not trying to blame game them, but they could be a little better. We all could. We all need improvement. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, again, you got to make a decision. You got to turn your life around. It's like turning a car around, but you got to open your soul up to Jesus. I want you to pray this prayer with me. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. God, I just ask right now that you would just forgive me of any sins that I've ever committed in my life and that you would wash them away. First, you're admitting you're a sinner. Second, with your eyes closed, you're coming to Christ with childlike faith, with an open heart. It's easy. Even as small as a mustard seed, you can come to the Father. Come to Christ. Pray this prayer along with me. Dear Jesus, I love you so much. Can't live my life without you. Lord, I just pray right now. And I thank you, God, up in heaven for sending your son, Jesus Christ. And he died on the cross for my sins and everyone else's sins. He was nailed to the cross and his blood shed for me. And on the cross, he died for me. He took my sin and he died for me. On the third day, he was resurrected and he is alive and well, sitting on the right hand throne next to you. And I accept you, Jesus, into my heart right now, because I believe in you and I love you and I thank you for everything. Thirdly, you want to commit. Father God, I commit my life to you. I don't know what you have in store for me, whether it's being a biblical teacher or being just whatever, witness for you, being a lighthouse for you, but I want to do what you want me to do, either pastor or youth pastor or children's church director, whatever it is. God, you got plans for me and I just want to do whatever you want me to do. I commit my life to you and I love you in this hurting world, because I know there's better life up in heaven, and I want to be with you and I want to love you and I want to grow with you, because I need you right now, what I'm going through. In Jesus' name, amen. And rededication. Oh God, these are just a short one for rededication. God, any of my wrongdoings that I've ever done, if I stray away, oh Lord, I come back to you. I want to rededicate my life to you, Jesus. I want to be stronger. I want to be better. I know I can get weak in the flesh, but I know you're there to pick me up. For I love you, dear Jesus, in Christ's name. I rededicate my life today on February 28, 2021. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you, whether you got saved and accepted Jesus Christ. Welcome to the family. You know, right now, the angels are celebrating, but right now the most important thing is our Father God celebrating, saying, see, thank you for announcing that on the air to all my 2.3 million listeners out there that want to know about me. Somebody's going to get touched and be blessed. If you are, text me on our line. Find me on the Facebook page. Text me. Let my church, let my team know and me know that you got reached. Share this podcast with someone hurting and discouraged and wants to know about Jesus, because he is alive and well. Let's just recap what you did. You admitted you're a sinner. You asked God for forgiveness, sinners. Secondly, you believe that God sent his son Jesus Christ, came in as God-man. And he died on the cross for my sins, your sins, and his blood. He was nailed to a cross and his blood was shed for us. Our sins, everybody's sins, they were on the cross. He did it because he loved us. He died on the cross, and on the third day, he was resurrected. He's alive and well, and he's sitting on the right-hand side of the throne waiting for you someday. And it will happen, trust me, when you accept him as personal Savior. Next, you committed your life. You know, there's a lot of lost worlds out there. You know, God is a God of love, and he loves us. He loves the sinners, too, and he loves you. No matter whether you're 6 years old like I was or whether you're 102 years old and you just accepted Christ, that's the main thing. Having him in your life, very important. So you just asked him when you rededicated your life. You don't know what you have for me, but you got a plan, and he does have a plan for you. Again, email me. Also, morningspirit@gmail.com. Give me your name. Give me your state. Your first name's fine. I'm not going to announce it. I just want to know you got reached. That's all. I'm not about numbers. I'm here to help because I care. I really do. I care about people. And the ones that are rededicating your life, hey, pastors, any pastor friends out there, church staffers, anybody, if you've rededicated your life to Jesus Christ, will you send me an email or reach me via text on the Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Say, see, hey, I got touched. I'm Ben in Chicago or whatever. I got touched today. I got rededicated. I just want to know I reached you. I want to know I'm doing my job being an ambassador for Christ, because I love him. Okay? Let's lead off in a short prayer. And then I thank you guys for listening on Sunday Morning Praise. Very special day on February 28, 2021. Dear Lord, we thank you all for everything that you do. Father God, we just cannot live our life without you. We know you got great plans for us. Let us have a great Sunday. Oh Lord, we thank you and we love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, well, I'm getting ready to shut off the studio lights here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. You know, it can be really emotional. I can't even explain the overwhelming of the Holy Spirit when God talks to me and he's just like right inside of my heart, because I open my heart to him. And like I said, if your faith is just as small as a mustard seed, you don't have to, and remember this, guys, you don't have to go to Bible college like I did. You don't have to be having a PhD, or that's all great, associate's degree, whatever you got, that's great. I commend you on all that. The main thing is how you get there. Our good works didn't get us to heaven. Remember, it's the work of having Jesus Christ in our life. You got to have him. To reach to him, he is to get to God, you got to get through Jesus, which is the olive branch to get to God. And he loves you. And you know what? Don't give up on God, because he hasn't gave up on you. Well, this is CA, your on-air personality and biblical teacher on the iHeartRadio Network, the Morning Brew Sunday Morning Praise Show. Very special one today. I love you all, and we will catch you soon. Have a good day and be blessed. Bye for now.